This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The most important part of the season.
Yeah, the lads are great. It filled us with confidence this last week. We're starting to get everyone back together with Thomas and Tedden back in training. We're up for it. We're up for the fight. And that's what it's going to be now for the next 9 games.
Team news, please. End of this for this weekend.
Good. Not good. We're missing everyone, plus that we had before, and Chio as well now. She obviously got injured on international duty as well. So it got so bad earlier in the week that Kev Foley had to train in the opposition, and Kev Foley tweaked his hamstring as well. So I'm losing staff as well as players now.
Enzo Lokonga.
Nope.
No. Playing Spurs away is not going to be an easy task. You managed to really challenge them back in October, but they will try to bounce back after their defeat against Fulham recently as well.
Yeah, they're a brilliant team. They're a brilliant team, even if we haven't got 10 players missing. But so we know how hard it's going to be. Let's go and attack this now. We're going to give it absolutely everything. They're a brilliant team. They play quick. They're very bright. So, individually they're excellent, and then really well coached as well. They're very clear in what they do. It's very hard to play against as well. They've got some players who have fixed positions, and then a lot of movement and rotation as well. A lot of freedom and fluidity within the structure and the shape and how they play. Love watching them play. Hopefully, I don't. hopefully we're able to cope with it on the weekend. But they've done great this year, and they've to sort of change very quickly how they play, and they're able to do that really quickly at the start of the season. So pose loads of threats. Really difficult game for us, but it's the next opportunity for us, and we're really looking forward to it. It's a couple of weeks away. We're coming off the back of a well earned point in the end against Forest. So let's go.
We spoke about the players and their body language and their confidence. I was wondering, from your point of view, as a manager, first season for yourself managing the Premier League, what did you learn about yourself and your management style as well during the journey so far?
I think we're constantly learning, and even if if I'm still in this kind of role in 10 years' time, I still will be as well, and hopefully I'll be getting better. I've improved. But I'd like to think all of the staff and all of the players have as well. We've learned a heck of a lot. This league is really ruthless. But what we've shown is we can compete at this level. We've competed with everyone for large spells in many games this year. So that's given me a lot of confidence and belief as well that what we do is good, and it's the right way of working. So I've learnt, there's too much to say now, learnt loads. But I'd like to think that's because we're open to it as well, and we accept that we don't know it all. Going up against the best, it can only make you better.
You're above the relegation zone and in control of your own destiny. Is that a scenario that you imagined before the start of the season?
Yeah, we believed in ourselves as a group. We believed ourselves as a football club. You say we're above the line at the moment. I don't know. Yeah, maybe we are, maybe we're not. It is still in our destiny anyway, I believe. We're in control of it. We've got to pick up wins, we've got to pick up points. And you know, you're right, it's a critical stage of the season. But we always believed, I think my first interview at the beginning of this season would have been, yeah, we can do this. We know it's a huge challenge, but if we'd have been going into this season not believing, then there'd have been, you know, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in now. Thank you.
Good one. Yeah. Rob, just the two teams either side of you have asterisks by their name at the moment. That uncertainty can't be healthy, can it?
It's not something that we think about. I mean, we're aware. Of course we're aware of it. I mean, who's not? Everyone is. Even if you're not a football fan, I think at the moment you're aware of the situation, what's going on. But you know, we can only control what we can, and that's trying to get as many points as possible. And if we don't, it doesn't really matter what goes on, points deductions or not, you know, appeals and being successful or not. So it's a really strange situation. It's difficult to talk about because it's not happening directly to us, but obviously we're involved in it. Again, the right thing to say, and it, because it is the right thing to do, is just control us and work as hard as we can and try and get the points required. We won't really know how many of those points we won't really know what it is going to take. What we've got to try and do is finish above them, and that's it. That's all we can try and do.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Thank you.
Just following on flat, Rob. I think Andros called it a mockery if it goes like this. I know you don't want to speak too much about it, but the players must be talking about it. Everyone's talking about it because it's this ridiculous situation we find ourselves in.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's unique. It's different. I think the bit that will be, I think I used the word mental or something in an interview earlier a few weeks ago, was if it goes beyond, you know, the end of the season. I think that's the bit that's going to be challenging for everybody. But I'll bring it back to that. We you know, if it does, then it does. But we've got to make sure that we're in that mix. And so if we don't do our job and we don't get the points required and we're not in that mix, then it doesn't matter at all. So it is unique. I know everyone's talking about it because, you know, for it to happen to two football clubs and in a season, you know, it's not happened before. So, and the stakes are so high because it's the Premier League now and the you know, everything, not just, you know, it is, but the money is huge and what it's worth. So, you know, I get the question. I know everyone is talking about it. I know the lads will talk about it, but it's not something that when we're sat in here as a group, and you know, it's not something that we're going to say, right, let's bank on this. We can't. So, you know, we'll try and steer clear of that conversation as much as possible.
It's probably more one for Gary, isn't it? Because how can he plan for next season and the recruitment guys when you're not going to know until I don't know when?
Well, yeah, again, we got to try and make sure it is in our hands, and you know, there's enough points available to us to be out of that conversation. And I know that's really difficult for us. We know we've got a lot of tough games to go, but you know, our aim, and I'm sure everyone's aim, is to try and make sure that come the final whistle on the last day of the season, they're not involved in that conversation, and we've got enough points by hook or by crook. But if it does go beyond, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just going to be we'll deal with that as and when, if that happens.
Back to the football. What is Obene's situation? Because obviously he played in the first game for Ireland, yeah, and then had to pull out the second.
Yeah, he felt hamstring, which turns out to be the tendon in his hamstring. So he reported it, I think at half time he was feeling awareness, and then he came off into the second half, tried training a couple of days later, but yeah, unfortunately there's something there. We got him back as soon as we, you know, he came out of the training session, and then we've scanned him, and we'll see how he reacts now, but it's probably going to be a few weeks. So it's just, yeah, it's just how it's going at the moment. So yeah, that's a blow for us, clearly. But yeah, we'll have to just see how he responds now to the treatment and the recovery, how he recovers.
What's the time scale of some of the others? Because we thought by now, perhaps Lokonga, perhaps Anderson, and perhaps Adebayo.
All three of those have been working so hard behind the scenes. The staff have as well behind the scenes. We've had a few recurrences of when they've been trying to come back. So Sambi, we're hopeful over the, you know, it's still going to be weeks, I think, but he's out on the grass there today and doing some work. Eli's not. Mads, it's been sporadic on the grass, then not again. So yeah, Eli will be, you know, we really hope for at some stage, but it'll be the tail end of the season, right towards the end, I think. We're more hopeful we might see a bit more of Sambi. Mads, still don't know.
It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, 10 first team players out at any club would be difficult enough, but for Luton, It almost feels like, how can they get through this?
Well, we will, and I'm convinced of that. And when I look into these players' eyes and talk to them, I'm convinced of that, and I know they believe me as well, and I know they believe in what we're doing. So we're up against it. There's no doubt about that. We're up against it with a fully fit group, but we've got a lot of senior players, big players, important players that are missing, and it is hard to be at your best then. But what it's going to do, it's going to fuel us. It's going to make us stronger as a group, and we're going to fight even harder. That's what it's going to make us do.
These next two games, Arsenal, Tottenham, obviously very difficult away from home, we know that. The Bournemouth game, well, I think we're already looking ahead, aren't we? And if those players might be back for some of those other ones. I'm not writing these ones off.
You sound like you are, Jeff. I'm not. I know they're difficult.
But if you could get the players back.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I mean, we want them back tomorrow for training before Tottenham. But yeah, I get your point. We know how important, especially the home games, are going to be now, the rest of the season, and we're working really, really hard to try and get as many, or even if it's one of them, come back and help. But that might be too soon. That might be too soon, just so people understand where we're at. I don't want to get too many people's hopes up, but we're certainly trying.
Quick one on Tottenham, they've got so much talent, haven't they? They play at that really high line, yeah. Possibly the highest in the league. If Van de Ven isn't playing, he gets them out of trouble, doesn't he? So quick. I bet you'll be hoping that.
He's when you watch him, and we've been able to watch a lot of Tottenham because of the length of time that we've had to prepare. I mean, he's an incredible athlete, and he's been a brilliant player this season for them. You're right, they've got a really unique way of playing. It's really difficult to play against as well. So, you're right, fast, really bright and sharp. And you can sort of, where everyone's going to be or go. There is people that will rotate, and James Maddison obviously be, one of those players that could pop up almost anywhere. Stopping it is difficult. And that's obviously credit to them, credit to their talent, and just the real brightness of really top international footballers. So we're looking for, the next few games are going to be as hard as you get in the league and in world football. So let's have a right good go at it. We're ready for it. We'll give it a good go. We're going to step forward. Looking the other day at the last 15 games, there's only four teams that have scored more goals than Luton Town in the Premier League. That's a good chunk of the league. We're at our best when we're on the front foot and when we attack. And I know that can at times leave us a little bit exposed, but if we're going to try and win games, we've got to try and score. And so we're not going to change. We're going to keep working to get better and work hard. On trying to get the balance of keeping the back door shut as well. which is really difficult at this level. I think most teams are struggling to keep clean sheets in this league. Goals for fun, isn't there, everywhere? But we're going to keep attacking and trying to win games. That doesn't care. I don't care where we're going. We're going to Tottenham, we're going to Arsenal, we're going to City in the next four games. We're going to go and try and win those games. I know that sounds silly, but that's what we're going to do.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.